From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week, as we approach the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, we've been talking about recovery along the Gulf Coast, what's changed, what's moved, what's come back. And today we're going to focus on the musical heartbeat of New Orleans and how its rhythm has been shifted by what's become known simply as the storm. Our tour guide is Nick Spitzer, who has spent his life immersed in the music of Louisiana. He hosts the public radio program American Roots from New Orleans. Nick, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here.
And Nick, you and I talked right after Katrina 5 years ago, and you said that you were worried not just about the physical disaster of the city, but a cultural disaster that you worried was coming. What do you think? Has that come to pass?
Well, I don't think it has come to pass. I actually think it's gone exactly the other way. I think not just myself, but many people were concerned about it, and we raised those concerns. But early on, music became essential to the sense of why should somebody come back? How will the city recover? And we found that a lot of it was the intangible sense of music in the neighborhoods and the clubs and the lifestyle. It's a powerful culture. It's a diverse culture. And it's been right there in the middle of getting us to where we are now.
Yeah, it does seem like just about every New Orleans musician has some kind of Katrina song.
Yeah, they do. And that's evolved as time has passed. I think initially when people left, they were always going back to the mantra, walking to New Orleans, the image of the melancholy returnee trying to get back. But people have moved to a sense of present and future in the culture rather than only holding on to a past.
I appreciate that right there. But Randy, I want to take this time out to talk to you about my people, talk to you about New Orleans. Ain't no place like home in the world to me. I'm born and right here and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. What you know about that?
I know all about that.
Let me talk to you about the culture, the art, the people right here.
Well, I know. Maybe you might even teach some other people. So
let me talk to them. Because my people, you can't get people like this nowhere else in the world. You know what I'm saying?
One of the great things about this new music moment is that a band like Soul Rebels, which has always been very critical of the scene and has tackled race and neighborhood relations and, you know, let's get down with the kind of hip-hop brass band sound, is suddenly jumping forward with this upbeat, almost corny, there's no place like home. And they run down a litany of things they love about home. My favorite is St. Louis Cathedral, where the guy says he wants to get married. And I've never heard a brass band member tell you about how much they want to get married. He also tells you he wants to have his funeral there.
Yeah, with a brass band.
You make me think about St. Louis Cathedral.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about that.
All right.
I'm gonna get married over there.
What?
And I'm proud to have my funeral. And look, I refuse to die if I don't have a brass band at my funeral. I will not die.
The New Orleans Saints get a shout out. Beignets are in there too. It's pretty.
Well,
much
no one argues about beignets and the sugar and and the Saints are in some ways arguably the greatest unifier the city's got.
Look, man, let me talk to you about them good old Saints. What you know about that Florida league?
What you know about that devil?
A team of black folk, white folk, well managed, well led.
Do you worry, Nick, about New Orleans musicians who are gone and will not be coming back to New Orleans and what's lost?
Well, there's no question that some people haven't come back. And there's a lot of people who love the music who are audiences who haven't come back. I think the biggest problem here in terms of loss of the music in a funny way has been that with the public school system really depleted and turning to charter schools, they often don't have strong band programs. And brass band musicians have taken it upon themselves to begin to nurture and tutor some of the kids. Derek Tabb in particular, the snare drummer for Rebirth Brass, one of the great young, hip, up and coming, continuing bands. Sure, they tour around the world, but he's taken it on himself to do after-school programs for kids, elementary school into junior high kids, who just aren't getting the exposure to the band instruction they once did. And it's incredibly uplifting, and his group is called Roots of Music. So he looks back in a sense, but he also looks ahead in the way he works with the kids.
And we have some music of some of the kids that he's been teaching, right? Brass band music.
He's got them out there parading. They were all at Mardi Gras, running down the street and getting all the cheers of the crowd. And they also have to do with their academics. They can't just come in and get their instrument and play the music. They also have to hit the books and show that they're working hard in school. So he's really been a great mentor to all these kids. His big problem is, one, he needs more people to help teach. He has so many kids. And two, he needs to raise funds. And, you know, this is where some of our infrastructure has to catch up with what's really actually going on the street, and our educational system hasn't caught up. But he's doing a good job setting a model, and these kids are just loving Roots of Music.
Nick, you also sent us a song featuring Mos Def, not from New Orleans. He's from Brooklyn, but he's singing along with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And this is a song about the Gulf oil spill. It's called It Ain't My Fault.
Mama knows you say, all the water don't mix. Petroleum don't go good for no fish.
This was done for Gulf Aid after the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right. I think it shows somebody like Mos Def, who'd been concerned about New Orleans post-Katrina, has these great lines, oil and water don't mix, petroleum don't go good with no fish. So suddenly you've got an old New Orleans tune that's kind of upbeat dance tune turned into a narrative about what's been going on and what's a problem in people's lives.
Music evolving, as always, in New Orleans.
Yeah, it does. And also New Orleans affecting a great player like Mos Def, you know, who comes out of the rap and hip-hop world and decides to go a little more into the local tradition. He even uses some spiritual references. Scripture says, if they say go to the rock to hide their face, and the rock cried out, no hiding place.
Go to the rock to hide their face. Said the rock cried out, no hiding place. Go to the rock to hide their face. Said the rock cried out, no hiding place. Said go to the rock to hide their face, and the rock cried out, no hiding place. Oh Lord, oh Lord, it ain't my fault.
So he's really critiquing BP and what happened, all in a highly entertaining, let's call it rap jazz moment. And it responds to what's gone on in the region, the oil spill. And I think it shows the new power of what people are doing with the music, the insider, the outsider, the trad, the modern, protests and entertainment.
All rolled into one.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Nick Spitzer hosts the public radio program American Roots from New Orleans.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.